I'm visiting with Dan Meisner, and Dan, I know you're a U.S. custom harvester from Elk City, Oklahoma. Tell us about your business, first of all.
My business is called Meisner Family Harvesters. It's been in business since 1969. My dad started the business after he came back from Vietnam, and him and my mom got started. And in 2010, my dad passed away, and my mom and my little sister Emma and myself are keeping the harvesting business going.
Wonderful. Now, I understand that you are one of the harvesters being followed as part of the Great American Wheat Harvest film documentary project.
That would be correct. Back in 2010, Conrad came to the U.S. Custom Harvesters and talked about this idea of a documentary on the wheat harvest. And so we've been in contact with him since the very beginning, and he kind of told us what his thought was, and we thought this would be a good project to get off the ground and explain what it is we do to those folks who don't know about custom harvesters.
Now, I know that we already have production started. Kind of where are we at in terms of what you do here for 2013?
Right now, we've got the trailer out there on the web, and we've got enough supporters that Conrad is actually going to be coming out sometime in April. He's going to be coming out to each one of our locations and kind of showing that pre-harvest setup, what we got to do to be able to get going on harvest. And then come May 15th, May 20th, whenever the wheat's ready to combine, he's going to be on the road with us and following us as we head north.
Well, just tell us briefly, what is a typical, if there is such a thing, year for you in terms of doing this thing we call the big wheat harvest?
A typical year, we fix combines all winter long as a side business, and then come that 10th, 15th of April, we kind of try to get our crew ready to go, and we actually start combining about 10 miles south of where we live. And we work in each spot from 2 to 3 weeks. And as we get done, we load up the combines on a semi and we head north between 2 to 250 miles. And we do that stop over again 2 to 3 weeks. We're usually gone from home anywhere between 6 to 7 months. We always like to be home at Thanksgiving time. That doesn't always happen. We've actually combined even after Christmas. It all depends on the weather. But it's definitely a lot of fun.
Well, it's very much an interesting way of life too. I do a lot of travel, so I guess can understand that part of it a little bit. I know with the Great American Wheat Harvest, there is still kind of a need for some support. We'd like to see some companies, organizations jump on board, right?
Absolutely. Anybody that has a direct tie to the custom harvesting, and more importantly, wheat, I think. It's our job to get our story out there, and it's getting it out to the folks who don't know where the loaf of bread comes from. Too many people think that it comes from a grocery store, and there's a lot of time and effort that goes behind our food policy, and we need to educate those folks. It's our job because that's what we do. We can't let somebody else tell our story. We need to tell our own story.
Well, that is a big part of what has attracted me and our company to support it in the ways that we can, and we'll encourage others to do that and continue. Hopefully, I'll have some opportunity during the course of this year to visit out on the farm or a farm somewhere as we go through the wheat harvest this year. And we'll just pray for good weather because we sure could use it this year. Thank you very much, Dan Meisner, visiting with me here, one of the custom harvesters that's being featured in the Great American Wheat Harvest film documentary. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.